Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of March. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor again, Rex Bone.
He's back.
Probably I ought to say again. Yeah, I remember the, for some this probably is ancient history, but VHS tape. We got one after the A's won the 89 series. So they had it all chronicled. And it was Dave Stewart, you know, with his high pitch. We're back. It's amazing how some of those little cinema excerpts have become mainstream. You know, Bob Uecker's call, you know, just a bit outside.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that that you would never think would be there. You know, Schwarzenegger is a cultural icon. But we'll see what happens as the insurance guy. You ready for your question here, dude?
Hey, let's go.
All right. What does D-Day stand for? What does D in D-Day stand for?
The sad thing is, I know that from my high school history, but go ahead.
High school history, that implies that you went to that class?
I did go to that.
Okay. Although D-Day has become synonymous with the Allied landing on June 6, 1944 in Normandy, it was used many times before and since. The D in D-Day simply stands for day, just as the H in H-hour stands for hour. Both are commonly used codes for fixed times when a military operation is scheduled to begin. D minus 30 means 30 days before the target date, while D plus 15 means 15 days after.
I knew it was simple.
That's why we both almost knew it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, do you want to talk about budget or re-election? How's that for a simple one?
Yeah,
huh?
No kidding. Well, I got re-elected, it looks like. I don't know. Not all the votes are in. It now takes...
How many are still out?
5 weeks. I
know they do the proof and re-proof.
They said there were 13,000, and then they did a count, and now there's 17,000. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I quit looking.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this system. Oregon had it when we had the stations up north. And yeah, you could go to the courthouse. There were two places in Brookings and then the courthouse in Gold Beach where you could drop them off on election day. And other than that, everything else was mail.
It
just takes everything out of it.
It was, now, drop-off boxes, the 10-day one, but the drop-off boxes like at Murphy's.
Right.
Election day, you could not get into Murphy's parking lot.
Yeah, that's what Winston was saying. He tried to do it.
There were so many people there, so... Does that mean it works or it doesn't work? And I'm pretty much old school. I for 20 plus years I want the
punch thing. I don't even want to color it in.
20 plus punch years it. I voted up at the church up at the top of Union Street.
Marshall School.
And then I switched to out there at Cutting School for years, and it was a great time every 2 years to see the folks that you hadn't seen
everybody.
In 2 years.
Yeah, and talk to them and find out what's going on.
And it's old school. And then you actually had your results by 10 o'clock that night. And, you know, 9 o'clock
Don
that
Michael.
Night. You
can,
yeah. You, and so, and now, and I think, you know, Juan Pablo's doing a great job and everything else with this is the hand we're dealt, you know. But
well, the state has had different determinations.
Yeah,
and things have changed. But
we keep changing it, and, you know, I don't know what changed. Now I think the big push is going to be, I'm sure we're going to get it next because of the makeup of the board, it is a ranked choice. So, you know, the second place finisher can actually win if more people. That one has still got me confused. And
No. Really? They're going to be pushing? Can a county do that independent of the state?
Yeah, I guess. Cities are doing it.
Huh.
So I don't, honest to God, truth is I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. And
yeah, that seems to take away. It's called a runoff. Uh-huh. You know, let us vote for who we want to vote for. Don't.
So I don't know. I get, you know, in. It's funny with my election. You know, things change. You know, they say if you're in there for quite a while and you lose a certain amount every time. And my three elections have been contested. I had one uncontested. Are all within a all within a quarter of a percent of 63%.
Plus or minus, yeah.
I mean, they're within a half percent. It's like 62.83, 63.
What, margin of error or whatever.
I just looked the other day, and they're all within a half percent. So
So you're in a rut, is what you're saying.
I am in a rut. I've got some great supporters out there, and I've got some people that just adamantly opposed or upset every morning when they don't read my name in the obituaries, I guess. So.
I can remember when Roger was a soup, and this was back during the Timber Wars, I guess, a reference point of time. He said if he doesn't make everybody mad in his district at least twice a year, he's not doing his job. And I've hung on to that one for a long time. But it's a liberation. Do what you're supposed to do now. Don't worry about making everybody happy because you can't.
Well, and I can't remember who said it. And it was an old-timer politician and everything else. They asked him, always asked him, what's the secret to your success? And he said, I'm not sure. But the secret to failure would be trying to keep everybody happy. Yeah. I mean, you're gonna upset somebody because there's appeals, there's this, there's that, and everything else. And I think I pretty much justify everything. I'll pretty much say it in simpler terms. I won't go out into the Netherlands and try to pull up six-syllable words to say, I'm just going to tell you why I feel and the way I think the people, represent the people that I feel, if I hear from them, obviously, I'll
change your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
I didn't know you could count to six. I thought that was the limiter.
Pushing it. No, so I just,
Was this one any different?
Yeah, it was going into it that I was not going to, be so intense. I mean, we put out, I would say, 10% of the signs that I, 10 to 15%. I haven't bought a sign since the 2012 election. We just changed it. We get a little sticker and cover the date up. So
next time we're just going to cover up the name.
Well, I drove by somebody the other day and I saw a sign and it's always rewarding when you see a sign on that you don't know who it is than the normal.
Right.
I'm going.
Not one of your buds.
I guess I better take that one off.
It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian Coconut Water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's Homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Any surprises this time around with either supporters, non-supporters, discussions, non-discussions?
No,
things that got people fired up or things that you thought would be getting them fired up that didn't?
No, I think all the way around it was, fairly benign. I mean, it just happened. I Measure A, they put out a huge effort and rallied behind the effort that two people and a lawyer from San Francisco put together. And I mean, and I think what scared everybody wrong, I think they had the Measure A people might have had a message that could have passed, but it was 35 pages long. And I considered it, and I said this.
Again, higher math.
I considered it was a Trojan horse. Because I asked, I said, so can you go after other agricultural, dairy and everything else? He says, oh, yeah, problem areas we can. Well, we have all our dairies are organic. They're clean. They get inspected. And we've got, we're literally the epicenter of happy cows. I mean, even during the drought, we weren't supplementing that much because we had water. We were in great shape, and our dairymen here are under pretty...
That's what I had heard, is that this thing could creep into other niches.
I think that's the part that scared me the most.
And that was shared in some of the discussions that I was privy to, and it's like, wait a minute, you're saying it's this, now you're... You know, it's kind of like the state propositions, clean air and clean water initiative. Yeah. And you look and it has nothing to do with water or with air.
Your schools will win, too. It'll be better for your schools, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this thing was, you know, Measure A, they did a great job. They did a great job fighting it. But, I mean, they used some taglines, the people that wrote it, going, this is to support the small farmer. And that would have been super if they could have had one small farmer supporting it, but they had no small farmer supporting it. And then the old argument, this is to keep corporate out of here. Well,
too late for that one.
Well, corporate's not here. Corporate's in Santa Barbara. Corporate's in Oak, outside. They're in the areas where they can grow 20, 50. There's 100-acre farms down south.
I define that as outside investment dollars.
They just approved a 75-acre farm in Lake County. I think we cap at 8 acres, and we can only have 10 of them. So I don't think we're going to get, any Altria or any of the big guys up here. I don't even know
We won't have combines.
No. We're not going to, it's just going to be, just how well we market. They get together now. They use the same energy, which I feel they might, the same energy that they did to Posey, to take advantage of the co-ops, the Humboldt name, Appalachians.
It's kind of like a unifying opportunity if it's taken advantage of.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was probably the big thing out there, for his advertising. As far as advertising, I did get my name out there because I did one little fundraiser. And besides that, I got some people that sent me money. A lot of people sent me the normal $50, $75. We had a large number of that. And my last two ads was a mailer and an ad, and it had nothing to do with Vote for Rex. It was get out the vote.
Was there any discussion at all about the windmills? Was that even a thought for people? It's in limbo, or appears to be in limbo at this point. I would have thought that with all the whoop-de-whoop about that and then the wind farm out on Bear River Ridge that— in your district, that would have been either attaboy or we don't want them just because it was a topic that had been top of mind in the last couple.
Terrigen was just before the last election. And there were signs, I can remember like yesterday, there were signs.
4 years ago?
Huh?
4 years ago?
4 years ago.
Wow.
It was, yeah. So it was before the last election. And there were signs out there that says, remember, we vote and we'll remember your vote today. And, about the Georgia, and as well known, I was the one vote for it because I know there are climate issues. I know we need to get off of fossil fuels and everything else. And I saw that as a window to make Humboldt carbon neutral. In one fell swoop, that would be up and running and carbon neutral now. And at that meeting, everybody kept saying, let's wait for offshore wind. And I kept saying, it's 8 years away. And little did I know, it's more like probably from that date, it's probably going to be more like...
There might be another digit after the 8.
It's going to be another, at best, another 10 years.
Yeah, who knows?
And the problem is they lost I know that the harbor said that, when Crowley, I think one of the harbor guys said, this happens a lot in big projects, this happens a lot, this isn't unusual. And I'm wondering to myself, how many half-billion-dollar projects have they...
Right.
This was a big deal. Crowley was a big operator.
You'd let people know in advance. There may be some little hiccups along the way.
I'm going to come out right now. I'm 110% behind offshore wind, if it can happen. But I'm also going to. I'm also remembering that I basically voted last time on Terrigen against one of my tribes. One of the groups in my district, and so I have talked with, I've talked with Sherry Heights, I've talked with Bear River and everything else, and they have some serious concerns, and I haven't talked to the Yurochs, but the Yurochs have come out with some serious concerns, so now I'm at a position, and there was so much opposition. They've been talked to, and it they don't seem to be satisfied. So I'm not sure exactly where we go from there. I'm not internally. I'm on the Workforce Development Board on that side of it. But I think this is a major setback for them. But
it seems that way. But everybody's saying, eh. So we'll see.
Well, I think people are hoping it's nah.
Yeah. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back talking shop this morning with newly reelected, again, because we couldn't find anybody better, Rex Bone. I think that's a long business card you have now.
I think that's more to the point than anything. I get it, and it's so funny. I mean, people are so supportive, telling you congratulations, but every day I get, hey, did you win the election? I think so.
Is that fear or just question?
I don't know. I don't know. Or hope.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny because everybody thinks it's such a big deal, and some people are just not wired in. They just want you to take care of stuff.
Well, and when is the debt? Okay, so we voted, in theory, the 5th.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're down 2+ weeks later. There's still another 10 days before.
Oh, it's longer than that.
I thought it was the end of the month.
No, it goes to April, Friday. I think.
With 30 days?
But you got to understand, I don't believe back when Michelle got elected over Estelle, I don't think it was till the 4th count that she picked off. I mean, she just
nibble.
And she won on the last count. Because that was a fairly close election. I mean, it was 300 or something.
And those aren't recounts. Those are
just getting
new counts. People,
the signature verification you got, and then you have to you got to make phone calls. If I get the way I understand it, it's a huge process. And I'm going, wow. I just you can't. Mine's a scribble, and I mean it's quite a chore that they have to do and go through to verify and everything. But it's just
Chad worked out pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed to have, I think there was the same amount of shenanigans going on. I mean,
probably, but you couldn't get somebody, buddy of both of ours got two extra ballots, one for the kid in Oregon, one for the kid in Alaska.
One of my best stories was 12 years ago. I went to a house. I was going door to door back then. And I went to a house I always did this little thing to keep me awake, the oldest person I'm going to talk to. Well, this guy was 104 years old, and I'm going, So I says, must be.
Did you give him the ribbon?
I get to the door, and he's got a nameplate there. So I knock, and I knock, and obviously I'm going to wait a few more minutes for this, And I start to walk off the step, and a car pulls up, and these two ladies step out, one like 20 years old, 25 years older than the other. And I said, I was looking for, he passed away. And I said, I'm sorry to hear he's still on the voter rolls. She says, yeah, he is. He has been. Okay. So I'm just kind of letting it go and everything else. So I'm walking away and I said, well, have a nice day. And I'm walking away and she goes, but he still votes for you, Rex. I go, welcome to Humboldt. Welcome to politics, yeah. I guess. But, I mean, it was funny, and it was 12 years ago, but I remember that.
It's still there, yeah.
Better. Yeah.
Well, so when we see how many registered voters there are, plus or minus 5%, 10%, 20%, who knows?
I don't know. They're trying to clean it up. I know that. They're trying to do things, and there's...
Well, and maybe there'll be enough opportunity because what we got, 6 months?
We had everybody
to do an Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah.
And everybody has to re-register.
Okay.
Boom, that's it. And we'll know where you are, so you don't have to do change of address. It's just simply name, rank, serial number, address. Boom.
Yeah.
And don't worry about it. That's probably a Herculean task. Maybe after November.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of like what they did with them trying to do the census reports during COVID.
Yeah. Or people whose addresses are empty lots. Wait a minute, that one makes sense to me. All of a sudden,
you can do that. Yeah, I was gonna say you can actually do that.
Stick a mailbox out in the middle of the field. Maybe not.
But and then there are people that are houseless and they can pick. Anything they want. Yeah. So, and they should have their right to vote.
Yeah.
So I'm not denying, but I'm just saying there are circumstances on everything. But I just.
But that would probably clarify it.
I don't think it'll make. We're not Shasta. They voted down. They wanted to hand count, and then the state had to make a law that you couldn't hand count because they threw out Dominion and paid them a fee. So that's their own little circus over there.
They had two or three supervisors up that were all.
Yeah, and I think the
kind of contentious.
Yeah, and it looks like maybe the tempo of the board may change a little bit over there.
Which way?
Maybe more down the middle instead of so far. So I don't know. I just follow it a lot because obviously with RCRC and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got some buddies over there.
But no, it's funny every 4 years. This year I heard this years ago, long before I was ever in office. There was a gal that was mayor of this town for 38 years. She was the mayor. And so they asked. 38 years. So
whoa.
I think, and it was a small little burg, and everything else.
Doesn't matter. That's still what?
Oh.
Nine?
Yeah.
Nine? Well,
we had a
cycles?
We had a supervisor. I think he was from, I think it was Lassen. Lassen or Siskiyou, one of those. He was on there for 32 years.
Huh.
32 years. So, but what the thing is, this lady, they asked, she says, how do you do that? She says, I campaign every day.
Oh, yeah.
You go to things.
You get your report card at the end of every day.
Yeah, and that's, it's just.
Well, that's a commitment level that a lot don't have.
Yeah, all you have to do is show up. And that's where you get all your information. I get all my information.
Yeah, because everybody wants to come up
events,
and share.
Well, he says, hey, have you checked out? I get so many pothole, things like that. That I'm there and stuff like that. But that's it's knowledge about your district, and sometimes it's knowledge about not your district. I mean, I was up in Oregon on Sunday and heard a lot of But
what's scary for me, at least, is in 4 years, everything is up.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so does that increase the turnout? Maybe it does. Does that increase the lack of understanding because everything is running so you can't it seems counterproductive to having if the goal is to have an informed electorate. It seems counterintuitive to me.
Well, I've had probably three or four people, seriously people, good people, come up to me and ask, are you going again in 4 years because I'd like to run. But he said, I've always supported you and I'm not going to run against you. And I'm and I've told everybody, I've told people, if you've got one of my signs, if you happen to get one of my signs, go ahead and recycle it. I said, I've got four terms out of those signs. I'm not using them again. And that's under the pretense. I will probably, this is a probably, not run again. But never say never, because,
you
don't know how where you're going to be at life. You don't know, if you're going to be in the middle of a big project. You don't know, that you want to see through and everything else. But there's probably a better chance than not that I'm going to go coach grandbuddies and run around with my grandbuddies and be that grandparent that does he come every day to school?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I envision is just being that guy. So I don't miss a lot with my grandkids. That's still a primary with me, but I mean.
Well, there is a certain degree of flexibility also with the position.
And my problem is, everybody will tell
you, in
state office, McGuire, he says it all the time, the place he got more done was as a supervisor than when you get up
to the. It's almost like a sweet spot.
Yeah.
And if you're part-time, you can't get a heck of a lot done.
And it's been, and I had the distinct honor I mean, probably following one of the better, well-respected supervisors that Humboldt County's had in Jimmy Smith. Yeah. But I was also asked to run or talk to, you know, I talked to Roger Bredoni at length about this, about running, and he said you'd be great, and I had such great respect for Roger. So I mean, it's, you know, I didn't run into it, you know, blindfolded, but I mean,
well, then so. You had somebody saying no, don't.
Yeah, I did have that.
I think we know who they are.
I did have that.
In fact, I think we referenced one of them a little bit earlier in a commercial break. It's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. So you're back in the mud puddle.
Yeah.
Splashing around, having a little bit of fun.
We're going to have some budget glitches. And somebody says, God, why are you having budget glitches? I said, you paid your bills lately? I mean, it, everybody's having budget. I mean, your PG&E bill goes from $150 a month to $300. I mean, these are your water bill is going up, and sewer bills going up tremendously. Everything, your taxes, I mean, you know, are going up. I mean, it's a
yeah. There's a whole. Well, I don't know if you heard Shannon's comment on Monday, but the state's looking at all kinds of things. And holy Toledo!
What? And so is Biden.
These guys just kind of think that somehow we all have our own printing presses.
But I mean,
it's goofy.
It's hard for a family, you know, a young family to. It's tough.
Because it's tough for the cities and the counties, and yeah, it's.
I mean, we're looking.
Is CSAC doing any pushback on any of this stuff?
RC, CSAC. We're doing the big push, the rural counties, CSACs. You know, obviously because it's.
It may not play well nationally, but Newsom's got to step up and recognize what some of his policies have done.
If we believe the pundits that he's working his goal to, you know, become king or president or whatever the case may be, if I'm sitting in Nebraska and I'm sitting against him, I'm just going to put a picture of our tax rates and says, do we really need this guy?
Right.
And because, I mean, our taxes, I mean, fuel tax, everything, we're high across the board. But our returns are, you know, are we're not.
Well, and then there's some discussion about the county whipping a gas tax.
No, road tax.
Well, okay, fine.
Basically a sales tax initiative, and
we're already at what close to nine across.
No,
the board,
we're at 7.75. We're a cent and a half cheaper
than the cities. But the cities are going to have to.
We're the lowest tax rate in the county, and the problem is we got the measure. Z, the 0.5% there, but we're the lowest in the county. We had to go to the state and get a relief because we're going to go over the number because Eureka's at 9.25, I think. So we
approaching 10%. Holy cow!
No, you're exactly right.
No wonder leakage is prevalent.
I can tell you, Fred Meyer is probably going to do a lot more advertising down here because you know. but I'm just saying is the road tax, and I can tell you I'm going to support a road tax if it's a road tax. It's not going to be for transit. It's not going to be for trails, and I know trails are great. And I mean we're doing great things with trails.
We're spending a bucket load of money though.
McKay and everything, you know, and they're used. They're out using McKay, and I understand there's a segment that there's the volunteer group. The Trails Council is doing a great job.
There's a lot of pro bono or volunteer.
Yeah, so those are all good things. Transit's well funded. I was on that board until they didn't want me on it anymore for 11 years. So
I got a question for you with the transit.
Transit.
Okay, we buy these big fancy buses, right? Yeah. Or we? I guess the community buys them.
You buy them.
And now they're saying that they want to have more routes, more runs, more frequency. Why not buy crummies?
Yeah.
And cut
we've
the price to play.
We've actually done that.
Run those.
Dial, like the quail. Dial a ride on some places, yeah, like Old Arcata Road and things like that to try to offset, because the ridership is just, you know, we start a route, you know, like Transit starts a route and they run it for a year and they run it for 2 years. And if it's not successful, and to be successful, it only has to meet 10%.
Capacity?
Farebox only has to 10% of...
success? A 9-to-1 subsidy?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not success. We obviously do a lot better percentages in town. And,
great, 3-to-1.
Yeah.
It's still
So we just have to work harder to get buses. And as fuel goes up, you're going to see buses be used more.
Or bus fares go up. Well, that's going to be a limiter also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we looked at, you know, they've always talked about free bus service.
Who?
They looked at, all people come to the board. They used to come to board and board members. Why don't we do a free bus service? Well, it's like, I want to say it's a $4 to $6 million cost.
Is that general fund?
You know, well, no, it's a transit cost. It comes out of transit. We all pay into transit. So Greg Pratt's doing a great job at looking at all these different avenues and adding those routes where people want to use them, so they take the cars off the road.
Yeah, if it's being used, yeah, okay, great. But some of these, you know, for three vocal people,
yeah,
well, give them a cab.
You know, yeah. Well, they're actually doing dial-a-ride and smaller, you know, trying to accommodate and not overdo it, you know, with putting capacity, carrying capacity, usage, and cost into that.
Well,
you know,
you can draw a parallel argument with airlines.
Yeah,
need to have so many bodies in the plane.
Yeah,
you need to have so many. Well, I guess maybe you don't for buses. Anyway, nice to see you again, bud.
They're private. You got to remember.
oh, they have to cover costs. Okay, let's see everybody tomorrow.